The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, and the... Okay, great. So hello and welcome, everyone. Lovely to see you, to be with you. So for today's practice, I'd like to invite us to explore the practice of compassion for others in a particular way. So the practice of compassion is where metta, love, goodwill meets challenge, meets suffering, either ours or others, and holds it with kindness. And one way to practice this beautiful practice of compassion, cultivating our hearts towards compassion, is called Tonglen. Tonglen, I've mentioned it before, we've practiced it before. Some of you might be familiar, some of you may not be, it's all good. So the idea of Tonglen, and something that some people find actually perhaps challenging with Tonglen, which is really the crux of what I like to focus on, is this connecting our breath, breathing in, breathing out. That's one part of Tonglen. Breathing in suffering, breathing out goodwill, love, kindness, compassion, soothing. But what really makes this possible, what really makes this Tonglen possible, and actually makes it a beautiful practice, not a heavy practice of, oh my God, I'm breathing in the suffering of others, which is where sometimes people go off and like, I don't like Tonglen because it's heavy. I'm breathing in suffering of others. It's the idea that actually when breathing in happens, the idea of this transformative capacity in our heart, that suffering gets transformed, suffering that's breathed in gets transformed without us doing anything. It's not ours. So we take the self out of it, because if you make it about me, I'm breathing in the suffering of the world, like it's too heavy. It gets too much. How does the little me do that? Well, it's not about the little me. It's about this me that's unfathomable, that's much more dimensionally divine, and the capacities of this heart, this mind, are much more expansive than the little me has access to, or the little me can even envision. So it connects. So this practice connects with the bodhisattva vow, that I vow to free up all human beings, to support the freedom of all human beings, which if you take it as face value, it's like, are you kidding me? The little me is going to do all that? Well, it's not the little me. It's the sense of tapping into something that's bigger than me. I am part of something that is so bigger than me that I can't even imagine, but I trust this heart, this kindness, goodness of my heart. As suffering is breathed in, is transformed as if there is this fire, this holy fire, this fire that transforms this suffering into goodwill, into light, into light of well-being that then shines out. So I'm just being I'm supporting this process that's happening on its own. I'm not doing it, I'm witnessing it. So you participate as a witness, as something that you witness, and you take, you're even maybe even amazed by, and it inspires you. Wow, this is beautiful, this is amazing. I also want to connect it to something else that thing was brought up in the Google groups, that is practice that, yes, my suffering, there's a particular way to see that my suffering is a part of this transformation. It's a part of this transformation. It's part of of this transformation of suffering into goodness, suffering into care, into love. And that's one way that we can see our own suffering as a way to support the well-being, the compassion, that it's an act of compassion. It's an act of taking on. It's an act of taking on. Of course, not in the way of making it heavy and oh, I have to take on the suffering of the world. It's not about that. It's a sense of aspiration. So without saying so much more about it, let's just engage with this practice, see what arises, not get too heady about it. Because the more I talk, I'm afraid we'll get more heady about it, trying to analyze, but see what comes up. See what you might explore or realize, discover that may not have been evident, like discover something new. Wow, this is beautiful. This is amazing. With each breath, this being is providing, is shining more love, is shining more compassion onto the world. Wow, what a capacity. I didn't know my heart was capable of that. So let yourself be surprised. And if at any point it gets too much, then step back, take a step back, turn the compassion to yourself, to your own heart, to your own body, to your own mind. There are no shoulds in this cultivation. See what is nourishing, see what is supportive. So without further ado, let's engage. Let's practice together. And as always, we start by landing in our bodies, landing in with the breath. In this moment in time, letting go of the words, of the thoughts, of the thinking, and just connecting with the breath, with the body. Feeling, receiving the breath in the abdomen. And relaxing, softening into the body. With each breath arriving, taking refuge. Nowhere to go, nothing to do. And if thoughts are arising, and if awareness is now resting on thoughts, plans, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Have compassion, kindness, humor to your own mind. It's okay. Come back to your mind. Come back. Sweet little puppy of the mind running away here and there. It's okay. Come back. Come back. Rest, rest, rest on my lap with the breath in the lower abdomen. Each breath. Helping us land right more deeply here, now. Each out breath, relaxing, softening. Can be so delicious just to sit and receive the breath. Rest, rest, rest now. I'd like to invite you to imagine as if the breath was entering through the center of your chest. The breath entering through your heart center as it would enter, would enliven. It would set alight, bring alive a sense of kindness. Goodwill, shining. It awakens this light, this brightness in your heart. Goodwill, care, shines out. As it shines out, it touches you first, touches your body first. And this heart, this center of your chest, this heart center, proverbial heart center, it is both yours, it's personal. It's also not yours. It's connected with goodness, with grace, with beauty, with love. That you are a part of, but you don't own. It's too big for anyone to own. But you are definitely a part of. As if it's an ocean. It's an ocean. And yours is a drop of the same taste. Same quality. This goodwill, this care, this unconditional love. That you are a part of. Whether or not you see it in this moment or it's accessible, it doesn't matter. No problem. And each breath entering through the heart center, it awakens, it enlivens, it brightens this spark, this light. This fire. The light shining. Let's imagine that your own suffering, your own challenges in this life, whether it's physical pain, difficulty in the body, in the mind, in the heart, in your life, let's imagine that it's like a fog or some kind of a cloud, maybe. And it gets breathed in, this suffering, this challenge, into the heart center, and it gets transformed. It gets transformed, this suffering, and this bright light, and this holy fire. Whatever vision, metaphor works for you. One thing that works for me is to imagine this bright, burning, alchemical fire. Our suffering gets transformed. And it becomes light, becomes soothing, calming, lovely, loving light that just shines out. And it brings comfort and ease. The transformation happens on its own. The breathing happens on its own. There's nothing for you to do. The body knows how to breathe. You are just holding witness. Nothing to do. To well. Pain, suffering, your own, is breathed in as if a fog, smoke. To the heart center, transformed to bright, soothing light, brings comfort and ease and healing. This heart. This heart center. Transformative. Transforming. Powerful. Energetically powerful beyond our imagination. power to transform. Let yourself feel drenched in the light of your own healing, of your own heart that gets shown outward. Now, if you'd like to invite someone you care about, whom you're close to, imagine their challenges, their suffering, something that's difficult for them. As this cloud that gets breathed in the heart center naturally and transformed into healing light, compassion, love, care, and breathed out through the heart center and bring them ease, care, love. Your soothing wishes for their ease from their challenge. Again, witnessing the process happening on its own. This being breathed in, breathed out. It's an offering. It's an offering of generosity, of compassion that you make. You give, knowing the other person's suffering, how challenging this situation is for them. It's your offering to them, your offering of love and care. For their suffering to be breathed in and transformed into love, into healing. Your offering to them. Oh, if this heart could take away suffering of loved ones, offering this wish, offering our goodness. Again, this transformation happening on its own. The cloud. Breathed into the heart center, brought into the heart center, transformed. Into love, care, soothing. Breathed out. Shining out. Degrees touching your loved one. Now you can, if you wish, you can include your own challenge, your own suffering, this cloud. The cloud includes both your difficulty and your loved ones. Entering the heart center, transformed on its own. Shining out. Bringing peace, ease to yourself and to your loved one. Each breath, as we engage with each breath, more peace and ease. Born into our world. This practice helps us not turn away from suffering, but recognize the strength of our heart, our courage, meaning heart, courage of our heart, to open up to suffering. Trust in its own transformative power of goodness, goodwill, care shining up. You're welcome to stay with this for the last couple minutes. Or if you wish, allow this cloud that's breathed in represent challenges, suffering of so many beings around this world, our planet, transformed in the oven, alchemical oven of the heart, shining out far and wide as our goodwill, as our care, inclining our heart to care, not shy away. The challenges of other beings, this planet, so much greed, hatred, and delusion. So much suffering. The light breathed out with kindness, with goodwill. Wishing all beings everywhere, including this being that is me, clarity, ease, well-being, freedom from suffering, peace and ease, healing. Letting all of our lights shine. All of these lights. Our lights. Ours, and also part of bigger light. May all beings everywhere be well and free, including ourselves. Thank you so much for your practice. Tonglen. An intense practice and can bring so much up for so many of us. So, I'd love to hear your questions, reflections, comments. Claire, please.
Thanks, Nikki. I couldn't help but get my hand up because what you worked on tonight is so closely integrated into my personal life that I can't begin to tell you. I'm an only child. Both my parents died when I was quite young. So I went about my life in a pretty normal way until about 15, 20 years ago. I got very involved in spiritual work. Within about 10 years of that, I started experiencing situations where people died unexpectedly, and I was asked to help the survivor. And the most dramatic of it came, and it will always be with me because it was so moving. Someone who knew my story asked the Red Cross to send me down to Ground Zero to do grief counseling. And it was just, it was amazing. And, you know, sort of a testimonial to what you said, because for me, it is so enriching to be able to make that gift to others. I can't describe it. It's just, it's like I'm a channel and I'm just giving to them what I was given. And it's just a very important part of who I am. So I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Claire. Thank you so much for your hands being shot up on its own to share this as a gift of, as a part of your practice, which is
something
this offering.
I hope everybody has the chance to do it.
And it's also, it's a gift that I so appreciate, as you said at the beginning and gives me chills, is from your own background, your own suffering.
Right.
Losing your parents at a young age, and it's own our own suffering
was what was in me to get.
Yeah, exactly. It's turning towards it, not shying away, but turning towards it, and builds up the courage of our hearts, and you going to Ground Zero to offer that support as a gift, as just, and in strengthening your heart as a gift
to do it.
Yeah.
It made me so grateful that I could help others that way.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing. I'm getting chills as you share this. Thank you, Claire. And Richard also says, touching sharing in tears. Thank you, Claire. Really appreciate. Other reflections, please. Questions, comments. What worked? What was challenging? It's all welcome. You know, it's all welcome. Especially if you haven't spoken for a while. Were there particular images that worked for you as you were finding your own way with this practice? Especially with the heart being this transformative, alchemical, powerful, transformative oven or orb of light or whatever works for you. Anything you like to share for the benefit of others? You can raise your hand if you like or type in chat. I'll take one more pause. And if Jeannie's raising her hand, which there, I don't see everybody's physical hand, Jeannie, so thanks for pointing out. To those who did. Okay, Jeannie, please.
Okay. Thank you so much. The thing that, the idea that brings me the most light is light. When the idea of focusing on the light, you know, the light that's all around us, is just it's uplifting so much for me, and I really appreciate it. It makes my heart just kind of go out everywhere.
Nice. Thank you for sharing that, Jeannie. Lovely. Yeah, and this light, as you're saying, not just my light, but part of the light. Light, good. This, yes. Yes. Wow. And realizing that, hello, this is not just this little light of mine. It is this little light of mine, but it's also part of this bigger light. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. It's great. And Richard says, it was a welcome reminder for me that the suffering is not my suffering, but our suffering can be transformed when faced together. Yeah, thank you. He says, think globally, act locally. Yeah. 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 And also David asking Claire for thanking Claire for the reflection and this idea of this archetype of a wounded healer that Jung brings up. The more we suffer, the more we're able to identify and support others suffering. Yeah. Indeed. So dear ones, the time has come for us to open our hearts to each other in small groups. Such a rich practice for us to sit just for 6 minutes, 7 minutes with each other. You can share your metta, your compassion in silence, or you can speak if you wish, share your practice, or just breathe. Breathe in, breathe out. Practice together. However, use this time in whichever way it's helpful for you in your little group. You decide. So I'm creating the groups now and opening the rooms. Take care of yourselves. Take care of each other. Here we go. Precious Sangha time. Okay, everybody is back. So welcome back, everyone. And see, let's mute the phones. Zoom has a problem not muting the phones after we come out of a group. So welcome back, everyone. We have a couple minutes for reflections. What came up for you? What did you notice, observe when practicing with each other in groups? This makes me so happy. Group practice. Fred, please.
I wonder if you would say a little more about the in the practice, how it happens without our willing it, without effort, that it's how it's like breathing.
Yeah. So the way to bring that in, that sense in, and it takes a while, you know, there's with Tonglen, there's so many pieces. It's like, you know, multi ring circus. There's the breath, there's this. So it takes a while to get it all together. And then, so it may not be immediate what I'm saying that becomes apparent, but at some point, it just seems like the breath comes in, the suffering is breathed in, it gets transformed, and it's shown outward, the sense of kindness, love, healing. It just all happens instead of, okay, now I'm going to make it better. There's not a sense of willing it. It's just a sense of witnessing, and it's connected. What's beautiful about this practice of compassion, this way of doing compassion practice, I mean, there are lots of beautiful ways. One way, as we've done before, is, you know, may you be free from suffering, you know, bringing up the suffering of the person in mind, meeting it with kindness, saying the phrases. So it's more active. There's a sense of phrases. Whereas here, there's this sense of the breath comes in, breath comes out. And it's just, so there's a sense of witnessing what's happening. Of course, we are part of this, but it doesn't feel so willful. So it's just witnessing this. It's not so much willing it to happen. Does that help? Does that clarify a little bit? Yeah. Thumbs up. Great. Thanks, Fred. Any other last minute questions or comments? It's a beautiful practice. It can take a little while. At first, it could be clunky. I'll tell you that I learned this practice years ago when I was going through the teacher training at Stanford Seacare Center for Compassion and Center for Compassion and Altruism Research and Education. That's what it stands for. A mouthful. It's going through the teacher training. It was 9 months, and this is when I really got to practice this. And at first it was like, okay, all these pieces. And then at some point it really became alive for me. And I loved it. I just loved it. It became my primary practice for a while. I just loved the sense that, wow, with each breath, I'm holding witness. There's a sense of goodness. I'm not turning away from suffering. And it just became easy. It was just compassion practice. Just it feel like it happened on its own. So when it gets going, it can be really, really lovely. So it's 7 o'clock and we have come to the end of the session. And Claire, I see your hand. If it's really quick, it's yes, no, yeah, you tell me.
I just wanted to add really quickly, because of what you're saying, my original Buddhist practice preceded all of these events and I worked on the Sutra of Compassion for 2 years.
Yeah.
So yeah. There you go.
There you go. Exactly. Yeah. Beautiful. Thank you for that. So yes, may compassion be our way of being. May it support us to meet the challenges in our lives, not to turn away, and also the suffering in other people's lives. It's a heart that is resting in compassion, has cœur, this cœur that has courage, can be with compassion and not cower, all these C words. So may you all be well, safe, free from suffering, and thank you for your practice. May you be well, and all beings. May all beings be well, safe, and happy. Thank you. Good to see you. Good to be with you.